7:18 a.m. All-Star panelist Roger Simon is in studio. We're joined now on the Newsmaker line by Patrick Hedger, the executive director of the Taxpayer Protection Alliance. I want to talk about this awful bill, Inflation Reduction Act, that's going to add 87,000 new IRS agents. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, I've been better.
Indeed. Yeah. Can you protect us?
Yeah, really. So I saw that some spokesman for the IRS said, yeah, we're adding 87,000 new agents, but we're not going to be auditing people more. Now, I don't believe that.
They should just call it what it really is going to be, an IRS army.
What is going on with this, Patrick?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, talk about the Inflation Reduction Act or has echoes of the Affordable Care Act, which when that passed, premiums started going up, the cost of health care started going through the roof. So I have a feeling the Inflation Reduction Act will have a similar fate. This whole idea that the IRS is not going to be auditing the people that it is currently auditing at a disproportionate rate, which is lower income minorities, is totally crazy. Because if you just look at what the economics tells us, that agencies like this, they go after the low-hanging fruit. And the low-hanging fruit is the people that do not have the accountants and the lawyers and the means to be able to fight back. And so that's where the disproportionate amount of this new enforcement army that they're hiring is going to be going.
I have a question for you, if you don't mind. Is that what they're really aiming at, or are they aiming at to be very blunt, Republicans?
Yeah, there's a big question mark there. There's a history of the IRS being politicized, actually even by both parties historically. And so when adding all of these new enforcement resources to the agency without addressing some of that underlying corruption is really problematic.
Now, let's talk about the practicality of this. So the bill is going to – they're going to jam through the bill in the House. It's one of these, 2,000-page bills that nobody ever reads. But in it, they're giving the IRS all this stuff. By the way, did you see the report that they're trying to hire agents that are good at the use of guns with deadly force, Patrick?
Yeah, I did see that. And that's what folks need to understand is that the IRS is not just a bunch of nerds, right? It's not just a bunch of accountants. This is a law enforcement agency. And it has SWAT teams and all the other things.
No, boy, that sounds like just not that great. So here's a question for you, Patrick. Let's say that the Republicans mount an effort in the House not to pass it, but they end up passing this thing. Is there a possibility that if the Republicans take back the House in January, they could simply choose not to fund these 87,000 new agents?
The issue really there becomes getting through the Senate. The Senate's looking a lot tighter than it was early in the year. And then, of course, nothing's going to be able to, unless you have veto-proof majorities, nothing gets over Joe Biden's desk. What Republicans can do if they take over one or both chambers is lots of oversight hearings. They've got that power. It's the power of the purse.
But hold it. They've got the power of the purse on the budget in the House. Why can't they just say we're not going to fund these agents?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you could force a government shutdown, for example, but if you want the government to be continued funding, you'd have to go through the Senate as well, and then also Joe Biden would have to sign some sort of defunding without the government shutting down. But oversight hearings are well within their power, and there's plenty of subpoena power there. They can make sure that these agents aren't being used in the way that we all fear.
Patrick Hedger, the executive director of the Taxpayer Protection Alliance. Thanks so much for joining us, and come back again after this stupid thing passes, and we'll talk about what to do to stop it. Thanks so much, Patrick.